Right, well, in a couple of weeks' time, or to be more specific, at the end of, where was it, October, well, the 1st of November, I'm going to be made redundant. So after 10 years, I'm getting redundancy pay for it, and getting paid off, so to speak. I could stay there on the wages I'm on now, or I could get paid off. And the thought of staying there for a minute longer. And I thought, I'm going to do some revelations. I'm going to be a whistleblower. Because I work for the MOD. I work for the civil service. And I think people need to know what it's like to work as a civil servant, to work for the MOD. It needs to be heard. People need to realise the truth. And the truth is very simple. I'm not going to go into detail about managers or anything like that, at least not yet. That's a different topic. I'm talking about the whole work ethic, the whole procedure. In the real world, if you are, let's say, for example, you're at work and you turn around to your boss and you say, I've got a doctor's appointment. I've got a doctor's appointment booked for Friday. Is it okay if I do it? They can turn around to you and say, fuck no. They have every legal right to turn around to you and say, sorry, you have to go to the doctors in your own time or you don't get paid. That's it, game over. Yeah, that's the real world. In the MOD, there are so many rules that are to your advantage. Now, that might sound like a good thing, but the problem is, with everything like that, is that there are people who will piss all over the rule book. For example, here's a rule I bet you wouldn't believe. In the MOD, you're allowed a statutory 2 days off if you want to quit smoking. Think about that. Just for a minute, think about it. You're allowed 2 days full pay if you're considering quitting smoking. So there's nothing stopping you from saying, I'm having 2 days off, full pay, I'm going to give up smoking, and then come back 2 days later and say, nah, it didn't work, and light up. There's nothing stopping you doing that. That is just one of the many rules and regulations in the Ministry of Defence that are unbelievable. It's stunning. And another thing as well, because I'm running out of time, another thing is the MOD waste so much money, it's ridiculous. If you're wondering where the economic downturn went, if you're wondering where all the money went, don't necessarily blame the bankers, will you? I've seen it firsthand, the MOD piss money up against the wall. I can give you one example very quickly. Let me think. For example, many years ago, I was on shift work. I was working 12-hour days, 2 days, 2 nights, and 3.5 days off. I was on a good wage, plus 20% on top of that for shift allowance, plus extra on top of that for overtimes and bank holidays and Christmas. So think of the money. Now, bearing in mind the work that I do, or did at the time, is pretty much sitting on your fat crack on the weekends or night shifts. Your first concern when you got into work was, what am I going to watch on the telly and who's going to kip first? So there was people coming into work, rubbing their hands together, thinking, I'm getting another, you know, £1,800, £1,900 a month for sitting on my ass and watching television. And who was paying for that? Do you want to know who? You were, dear taxpayer. You were paying for that. And it still goes on to this day. Not with me, but other people, other places in the MOD are still paying staff members stupid prices for nothing. They buy computers like they've gone out of fashion. Top of the range Dell computers that say will run Windows Vista and will run Windows 7, and they slap Windows XP on it. So how much has Dell charged the MOD for all those top of the range computers? A fucking fortune. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Maybe some more whistleblowing soon when I get made redundant.